Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 264 of the 8-Bit Geek. Are you new to the show? Well, that's awesome. Thanks for listening. But let me give you some info about us. 8-Bit Geek is a lot like Doug?
Okay. 8-Bit Geek is a lot like grave robbing. It's really fucked up, and you're not entirely sure why people keep doing it.
That's right.
Well, damn.
I'm Jeremy, and with me are two men who love some necrophilia.
Hold on. Wait a second.
Whoa. Too soon.
I want to know who told you about my zombie porn collection. Oh, it was me. My bad.
Yep, you shared it.
Yeah, I was going to say, remember that time?
Houston.
Check out episode 242.
Oh, way too. That's way too soon.
Yeah, like it was back in 192.
Yeah.
Oh, it was too soon then.
Maybe even before that. That's what he leads with whenever he meets people. It's like, hey,
that was how I pitched 8-Bit Horror Fest. Uh-huh.
Name's Doug.
Horror, by the way, Jared. Yeah. Horror Fest.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Horror Fest.
You got it that time.
I always get it every time. Every time, first time, 60% of the time.
16 or 60?
Better than the last time. Anyways, what's your names?
Oh, Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Doug is so, so enthusiastic.
Well, yeah, you technically already introduced me earlier. You said, Doug, you have anything? And then I responded.
That's fair. Moving on. if you are interested at this point, if you've listened up to this point, you said, you know what? These guys are funny as fuck. I want to keep listening. You can do that. And you can do that in a number of ways. You can go to Audioboom. They are our sponsor. We love them so much because they pay for our airwaves. So we like to give them a little shout out. But if you don't go there, you can always check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else that you find a podcast. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, every Monday, right here, if you're watching now, we're on Twitch at 8 p.m. Central Time. You can listen in, interact with the fans in the chat and us and all that good stuff. If you can't make it to a live show, if you don't have social media, and for some reason your podcast app is broken, you can always hop on over to Discord, and that's a cool little community we got going on with over, 5 million strong now. You can check it out every day. Somebody's talking. You can make a new friend. You can play a game with somebody. You can get spammed with a lot of awesome gaming deals. I mean, there's a lot going on. I know it's Caleb's favorite thing is to check out that gaming deal section. He says it a lot. and all this information you can find on the website, www.the8bitgeek.com. It's a brand new website. It just got redesigned last week. We made it very simple for you to find everything that you're going to need. So links to everything from, Spotify to Google Play to what's it called? To the Discord channel. Everything is there. And so you'll also find some about what we are and about us and all that good stuff and the shows that we also run. And speaking of the shows that we run, we have 8-Bit Saga, Divas, Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. And we might be working on a couple more. I don't know. Yeah. Do you want to tease, Doug, or should we just leave it at that?
Just tease it.
No, we have one coming from two people from Saga. Mm-hmm. That will be very interesting, I believe. It'll be really fun. It's hard to explain. I don't want, like, teasing it would just give it away. But it'll be different than anything else on the network, which will be cool. And then another one is with one of our favorite cosplayers, mm-hmm. and her husband, maybe, talking mm-hmm. about nerdy things, maybe, and maybe other cosplay things, maybe. It's all maybes right now, but yeah, we'll see.
It's all in the air, but it's something that we're
definitely maybe.
But what does that mean for? We have two channels that are going to go away soon. We're getting rid of 8-Bit Bits, so that's going to go in the garbage. And but all that content is going to get moved over to our Patreon page. And so if you're not a Patreon member, you should be, because you get a ton of exclusive content, and you're going to get more down the road too, because we're, any kind of review that we're going to be doing is going to go straight to Patreon. Anything, any little, you know, any con presence that we have is going to hit there first. So we're trying new stuff out. It's really cool. We're really trying to make sure your dollars get put to use. You know, I mean, anybody who gives $5, $10, $25, anything, you know, we want to make sure that we're giving you enough to make you feel satisfied that, you're getting what you paid for, you know, and I know that you're doing it because you support us, but we want to make sure we're not taking advantage of you. And all of your money goes back into the show. And so, you know, we don't take a paycheck yet. When, at some point, maybe one day, that's our goal. We want to be able to do this as a job, as a real job, and put out content every day, and video and audio and everything. So we'd love to do that. So we'd like to thank all of our Patreon subscribers who do subscribe. And if you don't already, you know, $5 a month, it's less than going to get a meal or even a cup of fucking coffee. You know, you could just be like, you know what? I'm not going to get that grande coffee today. I'm going to give it to the 8-Bit Geek. And there you go. One day out of the month.
You mean the Vente?
Whatever. I don't know those sizes, dude. I'm not a coffee drinker.
What is it?
He's got a Starbucks credit card.
I've seen it.
He's coy.
Who? Me or him?
Jer.
Yeah.
Jer's acting like he don't drink no coffee, no. Jer drink all the coffee. Look at him.
See, Vente is the easiest one to like know, though, because it's like Vente is Italian. It's Italian? Italian?
Is it Venti? Because you Vente? Keep... It feels like you're throwing in an A that there's no A in there.
Anyway, is it whatever. Just Venta?
It's 20 ounces. It's whatever language for 20.
40 ounces to freedom.
Oh my God. You're the fucking worst.
Hey guys, by the way, we got Side Joker. Resubscribed for 7 months.
Thank you. What about him?
Yeah, there's like a pause.
And we got Kenny _4_2_0. Resubscribe for 6 months. Everyone with your multiple resubscribes, and thank you so much.
And also I said we're getting rid of two shows. 8-Bit Legends will also be cut from the network, and so those will happen very soon. And we're waiting for confirmation about these other shows that are going to start up. If they are going to start up, they're going to replace those. So that is in the air. So in the coming months, you'll get some more information on that. But we like to tease around here. We like to just tickle your eardrums a little bit.
Oh, thank God you said eardrums.
Mm-hmm. What do you think I was going to say?
The same thing you said when we first started this stream tonight, you perv.
I asked a simple question. How big are your balls? Okay.
But you started off with the tonguing and the tickling, and then you asked.
Anyways, if you want to find out what happened there, become a patron. All right. Before we get into misconnections, Doug and I did something special. We went to Dallas Comic Con, which is also called Fan Expo in Dallas 2018.
Is it Fan Days?
No, that's the one at the Irving Convention Center.
Yeah, that's what it's in like October.
Mm-hmm. So we went to
Fan Expo Dallas.
And it is the biggest, I would say probably the biggest show in the Midwest as far as guests are concerned, and probably attendance, because good Lord, it was packed. We're going to give it a short review. My short review, because we only went one day, and that was enough for us to be like, if you listen to last year's review, it's essentially going to be the same review for me anyways. And my review is that they didn't learn any lessons. They still did the same exact shit. Now, I did like that they moved back to the old style, like where you had to go downstairs in order to see the pit where the celebs were. But I still think that they condensed everybody into a really tight space. And I wasn't a big fan.
It's fair.
So, Doug?
Yeah. Like I said, they moved back to halls E and F, I believe, this year. I think that's the name of those two halls. Because I think to get your tickets and stuff for it was in hall D. the past few years we've been in like A and B and B and C, and whatever. And so this year they were the very first year they did this Dallas Comic Con, like in Dallas at this convention center. They it was in those two rooms, and it was a little bit smaller than the convention as a whole because it had come from the Irving Convention Center, which is just the dumbest convention center ever. So it was smaller, and then it was still Dallas Comic Con. That was still Dallas Comic Con. I think they might have been bought by Fan Expo at that point, but it was still Dallas Comic Con presented by Fan Expo. And so it was a smaller convention, and that layout worked for them very well for them. So we just got a donation of $16.31 from Sidejoker, bringing our total up to $14.37.
Even.
So anyways, and so the problem that we've had with this convention over the last few years, if you've listened to the show, is that they cram so much shit into the smallest possible fucking space. I mean, it's like they haven't grown out of that Irving Convention Center mentality where it's like, man, we only need two halls. And they cram it all in there, and there's like 5 foot wide walking paths, so every fucking row is a traffic jam, and it's terrible. Their lineup was phenomenal this year. I've heard that the photo section was done, like where the photos were, was done a lot better this year. Mm-hmm. Some of my coworkers and stuff, they did a lot of photos, and they said it was smooth sailing this year in comparison to how it's been in the past. They said like the people were kind of strict, like don't, you know, like people were, like running to get up into their photos and stuff, and they were like, nope, back of the line, like, you know, like, and I don't know, just they have all this space, and I don't understand why Fan Expo won't either shell out the money or if they just don't think they need it, but they need more space. They're using currently three halls. They waste an entire hall on the tickets, and we went Saturday, the busiest day of the convention. We got there at 11 a.m., probably, you know, right around, I mean, I know it's maybe definitely busier an hour or two before when people are getting there for the opening and stuff, but after that, there was barely any lines. Mm-hmm. You know, like there, people were walking right up and getting their tickets and walking right in. And so it's like you're wasting an entire fucking hall on this when you could easily put this elsewhere. And there was other stuff happening at the convention center this year. I think on Friday, like Thursday and Friday, there was a library convention going on. So that was in B and C. So that's why they didn't have those, but it was done on Friday. Why the fuck aren't they using anything else? And see what's up.
Side question: what does one do at a library convention?
Oh, it's for librarians. Yeah. So I don't fucking know.
Do they fucking get lit? What I mean, like, I don't understand. Like, obviously,
I don't know. What do you do at a GameStop convention, Kev?
We get fucking bossed around from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's probably what library conventions are like as well. Like,
told we're not doing a great job. But yeah, keep
probably
doing it.
Exactly what. We should ask Ants. She probably knows. They probably talk about books. They probably talk about new ways to look at their Dewey Decibel system. I don't fucking know.
Hey, what's a Dewey Decibel system?
Don't encourage him.
You not been in a library? Yeah, publishers and companies and all that stuff. They're there. Anyways, so there was one of those there. And then there was also a volleyball tournament happening. Like, in this convention center. It's a giant fucking convention center. And I just don't understand how Comic Palooza uses their whole convention center, and they do it right because they use every fucking square foot of that, and mm-hmm. and they utilize it well. And here at Dallas Comic Con Fan Expo, much bigger corporation, like that, two halls for everybody.
Yeah.
And then again, you just get, it's a traffic jam, and it's terrible.
It's not only just the, I mean, you're talking, I don't think that we're painting a big enough picture here about traffic jam.
Dewey Decibel. Sorry. Thanks, Ants, for the correction. I said decibel and I was like, that can't be right.
That slipped right by me. I didn't even realize that.
We were talking audio terms earlier and it just stuck in my head.
The lanes, like literally it took us 5 minutes to move a goddamn 5 feet. Like it was really ridiculous. And you're rubbing up against everybody. Everyone's sweaty and nasty and smelly.
Oh my God. It smelled so bad. So often in there. Mm-hmm.
It was really terrible. It was hot in there. They didn't have like the AC blasted, or if they did, there's too many people. Anyways, Deb from Brainberry Tarts actually talked to a few of the vendors and the artists to get their take on what they thought of the con. And I'm sure she's going to talk about this on her show as well. But I told her I was stealing this for our show. And she said that the con was oversold for booths. They tacked on awkwardly placed booths at the last minute. They said she said that she had a guy walk her through the map that he was given when he first bought the booth, and the actual map of the floor, and it was clear that they just made a snake out of the aisles. A lot of people did not plan on coming back. They said it was their one booth said it was their first Texas con and they won't be back. Once again, I think it's the same that we said last year. When you are being pushed, when you are in a giant sardine can, you don't have the opportunity to stop and shop. You just go, all right, well, I can't fucking look at this. I'm just walking past it. It's cool, but I'm not stopping. And then what happens? You buy a print and then you have it in your hands and you're bumping into everybody and it fucking bends. Like, nobody wants all that shit.
Yeah. It's, again, we bitch about this every year, and it was really, we weren't going to go this year. In fact, the only reason we went is because they reached out to us and we're like, hey, you know, if you guys want those press passes, just hit us up and we'll hook you up. And we're like, you know what? Since you came to us, yeah, we'll go. But we knew this was going to happen. And we were talking when we were on the floor. It was just, you know, every year we're like, man, why the fuck didn't we get a booth at Dallas Comic Con? Look at their goddamn lineup. Like, holy shit, there's going to be a lot of people there. What a way to reach people. But then you get on the floor, you see it once again, it hasn't changed. And you're just like, no one can fucking stop. Like, no one can stop. And if you do stop, like, you're the reason why there's a traffic jam. It's because everyone's trying to squeeze by you because there's no fucking room. And I don't know. I know they always ask us to send us the links and stuff of the content we provide or whatever we do about their show.
I didn't do
and
it last
that's
year.
Why it's like, I don't think they listened to us because there's no way they would have ever invited us back. But also, like, fucking listen to us. Like, Fan Expo, get your fucking shit together and rent out the whole convention center. Are you going to use all of it? Fuck yeah, because you shouldn't have to dedicate a third of your convention floor space to a fucking auditorium because you didn't book the right goddamn halls to get the auditorium. This is fucking stupid. They're like Jeff Goldblum's main panel was in that fucking like panel room. It's stupid.
Yeah. I agree. I didn't like it. I love that layout, but it's too small for a ton of people. Like, they should have moved it down, and they should have made more space for vendors and all that. Like, it's dumb, and it's sad too because I want to love that convention because it's my hometown
convention. Well, yeah, it's our local convention.
Yeah. So. All right, let's get in some fun. Okay, let's do some misconnections. Now, if you've never been here, you don't know what misconnections is. Well, we're gonna tell you. Every week, we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist UK. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Hello.
Oi, what's up, fellas? Oi. It's me. It's me, Sir Reginald Penis.
What's up, Sir Oi. Reginald?
Nothing. Just
getting real cockney this week.
That's just, you know, it just depends.
UK, depends UK, on. UK is UK, right?
It's all the same to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Once you turn out the lights, it's all the same.
Oh, yeah, I got it before we get going. Ratty, I'm sorry. I forgot that you sent me ones from Canada. I'll use them. I promise. These ones I found myself. I apologize, Ratty. Next week, we're going to do our misconnections will be brought to you by Ratty, and we'll be going Canadian. Okay?
You know, Ratty's from the UK, though, right? Or is he just trolling the Canadian boards now, too?
He's doing all the boards, man.
He's all over the world.
Yeah, he's traveling for the 8-Bit Geek. Good All man. Right, anyways, Sir Reginald, take it away.
How would you like a filthy, nasty, intense phone sex right now?
Oh no.
Oh yes.
Men for women, or male for women, male for women. Anywhere. I have an amazing, deep, sexy English London voice.
Don't.
And highly experienced in bringing women off to an amazing, long, intense orgasm just using my voice.
Wow.
Wild imagination and dominant demeanor. Listen to this voice. It is clearly, incredibly deep.
I mean, my socks are wet.
I loved it. I knew as soon as you fucking read it, you'd be like,
yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. This is like prime English accent right here.
Right here.
I think Paul will disagree. Right here,
all the variants of English accents. We'll happily offer a quickie or consider all scenarios and role play. If interested, email with the subject.
I had to get close to read that.
If interested, email with the subject, I'm hot and ready to be used. So I can weed out the spammers and scammers. Also, those who send a photo for visualization purposes will go to the top of the pile.
There's a pile?
Always. There's always just a pile of puss.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Yours truly, Sir Reginald Pittis.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Hashtag pile of puss. Hope you're talking about lots of cats. You just got a pile of cats.
Market ants.
All right. She already hashtagged it. All right. Here we go. Somebody's traveling to the UK, and they're not coming from the US.
What?
They're coming from Mother Russia.
Oh boy.
You just cheapen the fuck out of this, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah, we do.
I can't do those fucking accents. It goes Australian. Hello, boys and girls. Hey. Hello.
Hi, Olga.
I am men. I am into men.
There we go.
Olga's been killing an 8-bit brawl.
Yes, I do. I do splits from top rope. I catch you with arm, clap you down.
Clap you down?
Da. Anyways, I'm looking for men in their mid-30s. You know, Victoria Line, late afternoon. This is a bit of a long shot. Speaking of, hashtag Madden 18.
Oh,
but here
no.
here he goes.
Got me.
I was in the tube with a friend. We were talking about sex toys, you know, mishaps, and you were listening, trying to pretend that you were not, but your smiling eyes gave you away. That, and as I spread my legs, your eyes did not look away.
Huh?
I was the brunette in a red coat and a jaunty beret. I was with few Victoria's Secrets bags. I'm not sure if you were smiling at the conversation or my French accent.
What?
Or both.
Olga, can you give us an example of that French accent of
sure.
yours?
Sure. Ooh la la. In any case, you looked absolutely edible yourself, and I wish I'd managed to get your name and number. But I get KBG to get it. Who knows? You could figure, you know, feature in one of my future inappropriate conversations overheard in the tube. I'd love to go for coffee drink with you to begin with. Who knows else what could happen? A bon appetit, I hope.
What? That is not bon appetit.
That is not what that says.
Olga's got to go.
Okay.
Goodbye.
I think she's faking the French.
Yeah. No shit.
Clearly.
For a second, I had to reread the first half of this because I thought this might be the one that I think Sir Reginald brought to us like last week about looking at that girl's skirt.
Oh, okay.
Right, this is like the second part of it.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, we found the other person. But it wasn't.
All right, what you got? Who we got this week?
Well, it's Kashmir, of course.
Oh, okay.
Since we are still representing London.
Yes, yes we all
gentlemen,
are.
Gentlemen and m'lady.
Hello.
You are...
Oi! What's up, mate?
Oh, I have
you're
two.
You're very street sounding.
I have two young. You have two young sounding men who would like to party with me. Tell you what, I am French. You come to.
Somehow you come, I find that hard to believe.
You come over. We do Eiffel Tower.
Well, if this doesn't work out for me, then maybe I will. Now, this week, I am looking for curvy boobs to worship.
Can you
curvy
say that?
Boobs.
Can you say yes?
I would like to believe that all boobs are curvy, unless you're Courtney Love and have SpongeBob square tits. This is a male for women in London. My age this week is 36. I'm getting a bit younger as we talk on. Now, I'm looking to suck on a pair of nice curvy boobs with nice nipples. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I should have
bibs.
let me rephrase this in the way it was written. I am looking to suck on a pair of nice curvy boobs with nice nipples. Don't know why I brought the volume up all of a sudden, but that's what I wrote. I have no other expectations apart from some sensual breast play and nipple sucking only. Not looking for sex to start with. Sorry, it's my Tourette's. A little about me. 36-year-old professional. Smart, educated, and pleasant in my mannerisms. 5'11", tall, caramel complexioned, and in decent shape. I've been tanning a lot, gentlemen. And m'lady.
Duh.
Now, I am a non-smoker. No drugs, and take great care about personal hygiene, and most importantly, smell nice. Your discretion and confidentiality is always assured, and you will miss at all times be treated with respect and dignity. I am not fussed about your looks or your personal circumstances. I am 100% serious and genuine. I look forward to your replies as soon as possible. Many thanks. P.S. Genuine replies, please, and no time wasters and scammers. Please be serious and genuine. Sorry for getting loud. I will see you all again soon. Kashmir Jones out. Conversations.
I've always wondered, people who come in middle of the stream, like we just had somebody, we had Electro Maestro come in and say hello. And I always wonder, like a new listener who comes into this channel midstream listening to Misconnections, like what their thought is. What's like, do they like, what the fuck is going on?
What did I walk into?
Yeah, what is this?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, no. All right, let's get into the top box office. And guess what? We got a new number one.
We do.
Who knocked everyone off the pedestal and they put themselves on it. It's called A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
And, it made $50 million this week. And if you haven't seen it, I suggest you go see it because it is getting a lot of buzz and a lot of people saying that they loved it. You know who said they loved it?
Stephen King. Have you seen it?
Stephen King said he loved it.
I'll take that as a no.
No, I haven't seen it yet. I want to go see it. I was going to go see it Wednesday, but I have to work because I'm going to Disney World next week. So
nice.
And so this was directed and written by John Krasinski, who AKA is Jim from The Office.
Yes.
And I mean, I can't wait. It looks so good.
I saw the trailer for it and it looks really good. I wonder how much of it will just be silent. Like, I mean, I wonder how much of it's going to be like sign language and stuff like that. From what I heard too, is when he originally like made it up, he wanted to like, I guess he wanted the other act, the actress to be a like he wanted to bring out like a deaf person. And I guess that didn't pan out, but yeah, that would have been pretty cool too.
Ready Player One has made 25.1 million more, bringing it up to almost 100 million here domestically. And then we have Blockers, aka Cock Blockers, making 21 million. Decent for a comedy that didn't get a real huge marketing push.
Weirdly enough, they did. Mostly they did a lot of the online stuff. Like I saw them on All Def Digital. I saw them doing a bunch of weird interview stuff. I think they even do the chicken wing challenge or whatever, that wing challenge you guys watch.
Well, no, did that? I didn't see anyone do it.
I didn't Who see done anyone it? From
Cena?
Do that.
Oh, Cena should.
Yeah, Cena. Yeah, Cena of all people. Cena's been doing a lot of it.
Cena's just been super busy lately.
Yeah.
And of course, we have the biggest news here. Black Panther made $8.4 million domestically, bringing it up to $665, which is enough to sink the Titanic again. They have just surpassed Titanic to become the third highest grossing release in domestic box office history.
Damn. Yes.
Damn. Wow.
Well deserved.
Wow.
Who's one and two?
One and two. Avatar. Avatar is number two, and then the Force Awakens is number one.
Nice. That's right, Star Wars. Mm-hmm. You keep these other fuckers.
Now just pass Avatar because fuck Avatar.
Well, it's it needs 100 million more to pass Avatar, so it's not going to happen.
Let's go, folks. You heard them.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if everybody banded together.
You say that now, but wait just like until like the week before Infinity War comes out. If it can make it another like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is Affinity War is going to be coming out, so it's going to eat.
Affinity War?
Well, and here's my question. Also, okay, so a lot of the theaters are doing like the 31-hour, not a lot of theaters, but there are definitely select theaters are doing like 31-hour movie marathons. Mm-hmm. I think like AMC is doing it mostly. Mm-hmm. But they're showing 12 of the Marvel films leading up to Infinity War. And it's like Iron Man, you know, a lot of the first movies of a lot of the series and stuff, ending with Black Panther. In some cases, do they get the does that count? Do those ticket prices count for that? How
I don't
does
think
that work?
So because it's only one ticket.
Yeah, and so there's $75 tickets.
Yeah, so I don't think that each. I think that's if I were like I don't know officially, but I would think that is just one big title. Obviously, they'll get a big cut of it, but I don't think it individually counts for each film.
I just wonder how that would affect this movie at all, since it's still in the theater.
Plus, I think they only do like probably one big showing of that, right? I don't see like.
Well, it's 31 hours long, so
yeah, I don't see like everyone running out and being like, "Yeah, let's do this." I've always had a problem with those things, like 31 hours. Fuck, man, I'm gonna be really tired by the time that I watch this next Avengers
movie. And then you'd have to look at like the layout of the movie schedule and be like, cool, so I'm going to sleep through Hulk and like Thor. And it is. It's a lot of the first movies and not necessarily many of the sequels. The only ones that really have the sequels are, I think, Winter Soldier. So, and I think they're skipping the first Captain America. Mm-hmm. And obviously the Avenger films, because I got to show those to lead up for the next Avenger movie. But like, yeah, Winter Soldier, because that's obviously important to what's happening now.
Right, right.
You probably sleep through Avengers 2.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. And like the first Thor movie, right? Like, fuck that. Night, night.
Yeah, even the second Thor movie, really. Let's be real.
That too. But they're not showing that.
Yeah, and I don't think they're showing Thor Ragnarok, which I was like, why are you not showing Thor Ragnarok? As it literally, like, the end credit scene is.
It leads right into
right
it.
Right into the fucking movie.
Well, you could literally show Thor Ragnarok and then go right into Avengers right after that.
No.
Okay, so here's something that's really fucking cool and also dangerous. Westworld, the showrunners of Westworld, are offering to spoil all of season 2 to save fans from spoilers.
I don't understand how that works.
Okay, so what I read this whole article, and essentially what they said was that everybody is dying to know what happened. What they found out from season 1 is that people are putting together all of these different storylines and what's happening, what's not, and people would spoil things, but you know, or get things wrong. And so they have come up with a plan and they watched Game of Thrones, because Game of Thrones, what happened was the community rallied together and they stopped spoilers from leaking, because, you know, obviously everybody from the books knows what's going to happen. So right. There was a community that kind of came together and was like, you know what, we're going to stop this from happening. So they're worried about everyone finding out. So what they're going to do is they're going to release a video that tells everything all the way through. And they're saying that this is a new age and it's a new world of digital media and everything. So they're going to show it all up front. They're going to lay out the plot, the twists and the turns and everything, hoping that those people who do watch it will come out and protect the rest of the season and not let spoilers leak. What do you guys think?
Do they know trolls exist?
Well, that's what I just said, is that the people who knew about Game of Thrones, like they helped protect the secrets of the show. So they didn't leak out and you didn't have these big, huge things, you know, but I mean, it could backfire. I mean, it really could.
I mean,
all it takes is one, Facebook post, right?
Or some dude writing Han Solo dies in the back of his fucking SUV.
Yeah. I remember when we went to go see, we were seeing the Star Wars movie. I don't even think it was like necessarily even Harry Potter related, but it was not long after book 6 came out, and spoilers ahead for those who care about a movie that's like 10 years old at this point, but they like drove by and it was literally not long after that book came out, and they were just like, Dumbledore kills Snape. And it was just like, or no, Snape kills Dumbledore. Sorry. Snape kills Dumbledore. And it was just,
I gotta remember that cut.
Yeah. Sorry. And people were like, yeah, that book just came out. Like, there's still assholes like that do shit. Like,
right, mm-hmm. All right.
When I was working at a GameStop next to a Barnes & Noble, when there was people waiting outside in line for Harry Potter, it was like the same kind of fucking situation where they were reading the last chapters of the book on a megaphone to people fucking waiting in line.
That's fucked up. I would have punched someone right in the face.
They were across the street, so they had safe distance. But like I said, a megaphone.
Yeah,
and you're dealing with a Harry Potter crowd. You're not really dealing with a fucking UFC crowd.
I mean, you know, I don't. You know, you guys know me. I don't condone gun violence, but I would make exceptions.
guns travel faster than feet. So
trolls gonna troll, man.
Just throwing a gun, not a bullet, by the way. How's this work? Anyways, I don't know. I don't think I need it. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook anymore. So I don't really get things spoiled for me. And I generally don't follow the people who do that shit. Like, I think the last person who spoiled something for me, I just said, fuck you. And I deleted them off of Facebook. Because I just like, why are you here? Why are you here?
Some people just get way too fucking into their shows. But like, especially when I was watching Walking Dead. And I would have friends that I love and they're great in real life. They just don't know how stupid they're being. And they would like immediately be like, oh, I can't believe blah, blah, blah died. # The Walking Dead. And it's like, really? The fucking show's happening at this very second. Can you let somebody who has to work a shift?
Oh, I remember that. I think I remember you like talking about that getting spoiled for you. And you're very angry.
Well, also, like,
well, it's been out, so you should know already.
Yeah, there was a night we were watching, this is a couple years ago, and it was when Beth dies in the show. And this is, again, like 4 seasons ago. And The Walking Dead posted on their Facebook page after the episode ended still of Norman Reedus carrying out her Beth's dead body.
I remember that.
On their Facebook page. And people on the West Coast were like, that show hasn't fucking aired yet, you ass. Like, we still have 2 goddamn hours before we see that.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Which
that,
way
was the, that, was the, that was the show page.
Like, yeah, right? Fuck, it's ridiculous.
We'll see if this is good or bad or if they even do it, you know? But here's the, there's some beef between Dwayne The Rock Johnson and what's his name? Vin Diesel.
Well, Vin Diesel and Tyrese. Remember this? Yeah, Tyrese was, this beef was like months ago. And so, then now it's coming out that Vin Diesel's also. So, I mean, it's pretty much the family.
Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson, we talked about this on an earlier podcast where in the last movie in Fast and Furious 8, they didn't share any screen time together. All of their shots were done separately and then superimposed because they couldn't be around each other.
That's ridiculous.
And so, he is now unsure. So you're gonna have to put your tuna sandwiches away, folks, because he's unsure if he's returning for the ninth movie.
No.
Yeah.
No, not the tuna sandwiches. This series, this Jared's supposed to be all about family.
I know,
but this family is breaking apart.
Well, I'm leaving the crust on for you.
You, if you're ready to come back, there'll always be a tuna sandwich waiting.
Tuna, no crust.
So
white
this one,
bread, extra mayo,
extra mayo.
How do you eat tuna? I don't know.
And chunky eggs.
What?
What?
Jason's Deli. They put their tuna melt. It's delicious, but they leave these chunky eggs in there, and I don't know why. I don't know why.
Hashtag chunky eggs.
Hashtag pile of puss.
No!
I want to get that trending tonight, guys.
Oh, God. Right under WrestleMania.
Hey, that works too.
That last match, though.
Well,
we'll get into
we're not
it.
Spoiling that.
We'll get into it.
It was, we'll bloody, it was bloody as fuck.
Yeah, we'll get into it. At the end of the show, we'll get into it. Okay, so in other news that matters, there are Fox Searchlight has signed a deal with Guillermo del Torres.
My God. You try it again, bud.
I okay, never okay. have it. This is the
Guillermo
del Toro. This is there the one name I've never had issues with on the show, and all of a sudden I just vomit out of the mouth.
Guillermo del Torres.
Like, I love where the extra letters came from.
Hey, Guillermo from the late night with what's his face. Anyways, yeah, they signed him on for more fantasy, horror, and sci-fi films. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. I believe in him. I mean, he's an okay filmmaker. Needs more help with his monsters, really. You know, designs. It's real shit with those. Just kidding, guys. He's really great at that.
For those listening to the show, mm-hmm. Kevin, I definitely just kind of shot daggers at him for a second. Which, mine's more like, a, the fuck you talking about?
Which, I mean, y'all should know. It's a joke. What's not a joke is the most rented movie of 2017, The Accountant.
Yep. As it still rents movies.
Redbox, dude. And also, you can rent stuff from like iTunes and Amazon. And
oh, yeah. All that stuff. I guess so. I didn't think that counted.
Yeah. And so this movie came out in 2016, and it was the most rented movie of 2017.
Why? Were people like trying to fucking think it was a learning video or something?
No, it was a good movie.
It was a really good. Have you watched it?
No.
Oh,
oh my God. Oh. It's so good.
I was about to call you Colin. Kevin, you've got to watch this movie. It's really good.
You're taking me to Disney World?
He was so disappointed in you just now. He almost called you by his son's name.
Damn. That's disappointment right there.
Also in the chat real quick, Chad Fuch said, the director, Gooey Del Taco.
That reminds me of when Kev says he loves me.
It's same, right?
Yeah, it's the same.
But the same thing.
Del Taco.
So yeah, that was a pretty big movie. You got to see it. That's your homework for the next 2 weeks, Kev. Go watch The Accountant.
All right. Is it on your Plex?
You know what? Hold on. Have you? You remember that one time when somebody spent a lot of money on purchasing all those Harry Potter movies? Did you finally finish those?
Yeah.
I finished them like a year ago, remember?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I forget.
This motherfucker.
But watch The Accountant.
Did you ever finish Longshot Story?
Yeah, I did, and I did it on camera.
Yeah.
On camera?
That's a year ago.
Well, yeah, like a year ago.
Pretty close.
Like a month and a half ago. But still.
Yeah.
Go watch The Accountant, Kev. It's so
Is it on anyone's Plex?
I could put it there.
Yeah, put it.
I'm sure it's on Ryan's.
Hashtag put it on the Plex.
I'm sure it's on I'm sure it's on Ryan's.
And to the dismay of Kevin, Ernest Cline is going to get another movie from another one of his books.
Armada. Whoa, when did I ever, like, I didn't care about Armada being made into a movie. I said there shouldn't be a Ready Player One sequel. I don't give a shit about Armada. You can make that all you want. Except that movie was already made. It was called The Last Starfighter.
Armada is being made into a movie. Kev.
Yeah. Thanks, Jer.
Yeah. You're welcome. Do you have any games to talk about this week?
Do I? No. I've just been playing Far Cry and Sea of Thieves with you fools.
I've got one game that I can't talk about until tomorrow. Because the... doesn't live from
oh it. That's tough because like this comes out tomorrow.
I know,
but you'd be talking about it today,
but I'd be talking about it live and I can't do that because it's still you can't even Twitch it yet. So all right, so Valve is saying that their gaming machines are alive if not well, which is a fucking lie. They are still focused on, you know, last week we said that the Steam boxes, these were all going away, like they took them off their website. But they're saying that the project is still active, despite not having a whole bunch of boxes in the online store. They're still continuing to develop the Steam OS, which is still cool. And they're still working on Steam boxes, but I'd like to see numbers, right? Like, I'd like to see exactly how many people are using Steam Box and Steam OS. Because you can't even play most of the games on Steam OS because they haven't been released for Steam OS. So what's the point of having Steam OS if you can't use Steam OS?
Are you getting paid to say Steam OS? Because you get a commission every time.
Anyways, go check out Steam OS. It's a pretty cool OS that they're updating all the time. Yeah, so there's a little update about Steam OS and Steam gaming machines. I don't know. I don't fucking care.
Did you mean Steam OS gaming machines?
I'm not buying one of these. I've got a real gaming machine that has Windows on it. Stupid Steam OS.
Doug, you want to weigh in on the Steam OS?
Hey,
no,
Doug, say Steam OS for me, please, one time. We don't get paid if all three of us don't fucking say it, so please say it.
Say what?
Steam OS.
What?
Steam OS.
I don't.
You have to say Steam OS.
Why?
In order to get that money.
From who?
Steam.
I didn't see a contract.
That's because you.
So who's actually getting the money?
Please say the words.
I gotta pay for this trip to Disney World.
Please say the fucking words.
Steam OS.
Thank you. That's enough. I'll fix it in post. So GTA 5 is the most profitable entertainment product of all time.
Wow.
It has the game has sold about 90 million units and it has raked in $6 billion since 2013. It's made more money than any book, film, record, or video game ever released. How about that?
Damn.
Explains why Rockstar has become one of the laziest gaming companies in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they valved it up.
With the like Steam OS. Every year, a new game until this one, and then it's just like, well, no, nothing? Okay. Yeah, no, what about this year? No? Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's
you're gonna re-release LA Noire for PC? Cool, 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 cool. Nothing? Okay. now LA Noire for VR? Okay. Anything else? No? Okay.
you know how the LA Noire got made? It's from the new guys. Like they probably hired new guys and they're like, all right, before we put you on to GTA 5, we need you to just work on some crappy shit here. Just port this game. I need it on the Switch. Okay, just port it for the Switch. It's whatever. Just go do that. Kenny 420 in the chat says those fucking shark cards, and he ain't lying.
Yeah, I was gonna say the shark cards are really what made them their money.
It's a surprise too, because they're saying, you know, GTA 6 is a long ways away. But
yeah, if they won't fucking work on anything else but GTA 5, of course it's a long way away.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you would think that instead of just keep... I mean, obviously the cars and everything are making them their money, but fuck, can we work on some new tech that maybe speeds up the loading screens?
Yeah. And also, I don't know, Red Dead 2, instead of pushing it back a fucking year, I swear to God, if they push that shit back again... So, man, that's going to be hell to pay.
That's just their typical, they do that shit. They always, every time they, I don't think I've ever seen them make a release announcement and then actually stick to it. Like, it's always getting pushed back.
I mean, they're, when they do release a new game, it's all about quality. And so they've always released quality games. So it's obviously they're, you know, letting it
not on day one. I mean, remember, like, with the Grand Theft Auto 5 debacle of, like, not having online for the first, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, but that's
and then when it did come on, it didn't work for the first month.
Okay, but Kev, all the single player stuff, like, every, all of that, the world and all that, like, they make a quality product as far as the and they were just getting started with the online thing. They've never released an online product. So that aside, they've always made really high quality single player experiences.
I mean, Red Dead had a whole online.
Yeah, Red Dead did. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Then.
So did GTA 4.
Glitches aside, no, GTA 4, the glitches were hilarious.
You had to have a custom one for GTA 4.
Yeah.
What? You could just jump into a game, a world of people. Are you kidding me? We used to go around, driving around the airport, just fucking with people for hours.
No.
Yes.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
GTA 4 online.
Not doing races, not doing anything.
Online multiplayer. Did it really have it on the 360? Are you kidding me?
What?
No, yeah, I mean, I played on PlayStation 3, but yeah.
Yeah, PlayStation 3. I guess it did. Okay. Hit the rewind button. You know, Rockstar has always put out high-quality products. Yeah, uh-huh. They've struggled with some of the online components, but... single player wise, it's always been great. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. You did good out there, buddy.
Hey, so GTA may have made the most money, but we have a new juggernaut is the most popular game of all time, Fortnite. It has officially surpassed Minecraft on YouTube.
That's so weird. I mean, good for them for going fucking free to play. That was the smartest move they could have done as far as the battle royale goes.
Agreed, 100%. Also, it's really interesting looking at this graph showing the like amount of viewers per game and a certain specific time and stuff. Mm-hmm. Is the drop off in Minecraft views as the Fortnite views went up?
Yeah.
So I wonder how much of that is also how many of these players are switching, not just the viewers but the people making the content. So mm-hmm. How many of these people that have been making all those Minecraft videos, because Minecraft is like far above any of the other ones on this list.
Yeah.
And you see it kind of bobs and then it just drops.
Mm-hmm.
And then right at the same time you see Fortnite just take off. So I'm really curious to see what the, how many content creators switched also.
Mm-hmm.
And so they also hold a new record. Fortnite holds the record for most videos related to a video game uploaded in a single month ever.
Yeah.
And so, and then they, YouTuber Ryan Watt, the Battle Royale tournament had 42. What was
that?
I sneezed. Sorry about
Look
that.
Look at you. You hit the mute and everything. Good job.
I'm a pro.
It sounded like you forgot how to read for a second.
So I should have probably just sneezed.
No, but it's been like, oh shit, sneeze, and then sneezed.
Okay, I'll just
like,
I'll
oh no, like hold on, about to. I sneezed.
Uh oh. Okay, cool. So it set the record for the biggest single live gaming stream at 1.1 million concurrent watchers. So it is Fortnite is the game to chase, and that's what people are doing. PUBG, thank you for laying the groundwork, but Fortnite is now the quintessential game out there for battle royale.
But will PUBG and does it already, I don't know, does it have any sort of esports presence?
It is working on it. I know that we watched an esports kind of deal that they did live. But are you asking if Fortnite has esports presence?
Yeah, sorry, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, well, Fortnite, because PUBG does.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they do. I'm sure if they don't, they're working on it. I mean, right now, what's happening is you're seeing a huge push from all these people who were playing PUBG. Like, there's a ton of popular Twitch streamers right now who have made the switch to Fortnite. some big names as well who have moved over. And the reasons behind it is, A, it's more accessible. You can, anybody, you know, mostly anybody can run it on a simple rig. They can play with their fans because it's free to play. And a lot of them are saying, you know, it's just a lot more fun to run around in that game. So
hell, you can play it on iOS.
Yeah. You run it on a fucking iPhone.
I do see. I'm looking right now. Right now, Fortnite is the number one stream game on Twitch with 306,000 people watching, followed in second place by League of Legends at 83,000. PUBG is number four because there's IRL in between with 47,000. So what I'm just glad is that Dota 2 is no longer like even in the top five. Fuck off, Dota 2. It's time to go.
Yeah. Nobody liked you anyways.
Valve's like, I guess we'll just make a third of something now.
Yeah. Oh, man, Dota 2's failing. Man, I don't want to make Dota 3.
Yeah.
Oh,
what do we have? They created that new card game that's supposed to take on Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't know. Heroes of the Storm Clone Part 1.
Yeah. Well, it's not
or maybe anymore. They'll just skip one and go right to two just to fuck everyone.
Yeah. Sea of Thieves only has like 9,000 people watching.
Yeah, big dip, huh?
It's because we're not playing.
Well, yeah, and Far Cry's only at 6. Man, what happened, guys?
6 people.
6,000.
Random Hero just subscribed for the 9th month in a row.
Thank you. Oh, we're about to have a baby with Random Hero. We're about to have a little Twitch baby.
Yay, Twitch baby for the win.
And Link just showed up. Hi, Link.
Hi, Link.
Why do you say that so sad sounding? Like, hey, Random with the 9-month resub. Oh, and also Link is here.
Oh.
This is, Link doesn't talk to me anymore. He doesn't show up in my streams. It's just real sad.
Oh. Someone's... Where's that salt gif? Hold on.
Yeah, just load that
I'm
salt
sorry.
Gif.
That's just a, not just salt. A, just a,
salt.
It's not salt. That's sad.
There you go.
Okay.
The salt has been salted.
It's not salt. This is salt.
This whole conversation is salt.
Your face is salt.
Excuse
lick,
me?
I want to lick
salt.
It. Salt. Far Cry 5 has its first week sales in, and then... Well, not in, but they're estimated to be 5 million copies.
Good.
Which is faster than any previous entry.
Good, because, it's... well, I would say this is the most advertised one.
Yeah, and I would say, okay, some of the, I think 3 had a better story, but fuck, this one is fun.
Mm-hmm. It is. I'm not even really touching much of the story because I'm having too much fun just running around the world.
Yeah, like Caleb and I played for like 4 hours yesterday, like streaming, and we only... did like a handful of missions because we were doing like the prepper stashes and then like hunting people and taking down the cult camps and all that stuff. Like we were doing all of that stuff instead of doing the actual story.
Yeah,
it's
same here.
Such a fun game. And then we also did like they've done like the weekly challenges are up now too, so we did like last week's weekly challenge.
Nice. I didn't see that. I gotta start doing those.
Yeah, it was part of the you know the Ubisoft, what's it called? Uplay Club?
Uplay.
Ubisoft? Yeah. Yeah. It's you can look at it on in the game and stuff. It was just that last week's was setting 20 animals on fire, not using Molotov cocktails or
flamethrower.
Yeah. So you had to use like incendiary rounds.
Whoa.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's a great game. You should pick it up, Jer.
I will. I think I will eventually. But all my time is just spent in Sea of Thieves. Like, it's all
your
playing.
Time.
A pretty big portion of it.
Yeah.
How are you going to go a whole week without playing Sea of Thieves since you're going to be in Disney World?
I'm going to be living it. I'm going to be riding the. I'm going to be riding the
Pirates of the Caribbean every fucking day.
Every day.
Didn't they close that down?
No.
No.
It's like their most popular fucking ride.
You like sounded so like no.
No, because it's my favorite ride. I fucking love it so much. Middle Earth Shadow of War has removed or will be removing microtransactions.
So yeah, now, they made their money.
Guys, now
like,
you can go back and beat the game now.
Yeah, I can reinstall and start over. I guess I want to start over.
Let's see.
It's a fun game, but the grind, there's too much of a grind because, yeah, I didn't want to spend any money on the good stuff.
Players who currently have gold and have until July 17th to spend it. When chests will no longer be on sale. Gold itself will no longer be on sale after May 8th. Additionally, the post mentions the Shadow of the Postgame Defense, new update, narrative elements, and streamlined with new improvements to the gameplay will be detailed later. So, There you go. I think I will pick this game up now. After all it goes away.
I'll wait till it's on deep sale.
Yeah, when it's like $10.
Mm-hmm. For the game of the year edition.
Yeah. Hey guys, Spyro's back. Spyro's back. The trilogy has been officially announced. His whole the first three games, Spyro the Dragon, Spyro 2, and Spyro Year of the Dragon are all being remade from the ground up. Yes!
Yeah, it looks good too.
Fucking pumped. I'm so fucking pumped.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't make Spyro look terrible either. Like the gameplay and everything looks straight out of like how they remade Ratchet and Clank, where it just looks like a Pixar movie. Like it looks really good. I'm actually looking forward to this.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I will buy it. Although I don't know if I'm going to wait. Like it's coming to the PS4 and Xbox One in September. Now the Bandicoot, the Crash Bandicoot series, it eventually is now coming to Steam. So mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to wait for it to hit Steam or not.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, you know, with our gaming rigs, it'll look much better. I mean, you'll get the maximum.
I might see if it'll come to the to PC, because also coming out in September is the fucking Spider-Man game.
Yes.
The new Spider-Man game also really comes out in September. Yeah. So like, I've been thinking about this. I was like, oh shit, I'm going to want to play both, but I really want to get into Spider-Man. I can wait. I can wait Spyro until it hits PC. Are you fucking kidding?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta throw a warning out there to Random Hero. One more comment like that, kick your ass to the street. And we are on to the last story of the night before we get into some WWE talk. There's a new game launching tomorrow. It's called Radical Heights. It is a brand new battle royale game. It's coming from the Lawbreakers dev. It is Cliffy B's production company, I guess. So,
mm-hmm.
And it's adopting an extreme 2023 game show style where players are dropped into a large dome community in Southern California. They're expected to shoot it out to survive, but outside of scavenging, players will have a variety of methods to earn cash to impress their viewing audience. So you can collect cash by shooting arcade machines, access offshore accounts using ATMs, or locate random spin wheels for prize doors and cash rewards. The in-game cash can be then used to buy weapons, cosmetics, and various upgrades that'll be applied in your next match. And this was built in 5 months, much like Fortnite.
Damn.
It looks like something like the screen that they showed looks like something straight out of... Oh man, what was that? It looks like Saints Row 3. They had that little game show in Saints Row with the cat, like where you just be put in that and mixed with like Smash TV from the 80s.
Yeah, I'd go with that. It looks like a lot of fun. I'm going to give it a try because I'll try out any free to play Battle Royale, but I don't think anything's going to fucking top Fortnite at this point. But this looks, it's a fun concept. I think it'll be pretty neat. Like you can earn some money. They already had some controversy though, because if there's a $14.99 founders pack and it came with $10,000 in in-game cash, and people are like, whoa, you said you're not no one can buy weapons, like it's not going to be, you know, you can't use the money for, you know, cash in game, but yet you're going to give $10,000 to people. And so they had to take that out of the Founders Pack. They're no longer giving 10,000K.
Yeah.
There we go. And that's it. That's the show.
10,000K?
10,000Ks. 10,000 strikeouts.
Hashtag 10,000Ks. I don't know. All right, let's talk a little bit. You guys, you know what? Let's do it. Let's give you guys a little bit of soapbox for WWE. Let's go around the room. What'd you guys think? Was it a impressive WrestleMania 34 or no?
I felt overall it was fun. I thought it was some fun matches, although there were some where I booed a lot of the ends of matches because people won that I didn't want to win.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, there were some really good fights.
Okay.
There were some intense fucking fights last night.
Mm-hmm. I have a different perspective from you two. You guys watched it live. I watched it via Twitter. So I like kept up with the hashtag, and then I'd watch WWE was releasing videos on YouTube, so I check out all the little previews and everything. And so my reaction was a little bit delayed, but I still had a lot of fun catching all the show. It was a really cool little thing. I loved Ronda Rousey. That was really cool. That may be my favorite moment of the night, because I followed her career in the as she was a UFC fighter, so I enjoyed that. And then of course Undertaker coming back was really cool too. In the same way that he left, like, you know, it was pretty neat.
Yeah, he came back naked because all his stuff was in the ring.
Yeah, that was strange, right?
So that's why the lights went out. He had enough time to run to the ring and get dressed again.
And then run back up to do his slow
he was
down.
Real fucking gassed by the end of that.
I thought it was so when they were there, you know, Cena's been calling him out for like the last like what, 2 months or so?
Yeah, about a month or two, yeah. A
month or so, yeah. And like, so I, you know, we've been talking about it with like Ross and stuff, and just like, oh man, it'd be so cool if like the lights go out and like his clothes appear on stage and the lights go out again and then he's just there on stage. So like I was almost close to how like I wanted it to go down last night, where it's like there are his clothes. The lightning bolt was a little cheesy, but then like. And then he had his entrance, and I thought that was cool. But I love it when he just fucking appears. Some like Jason shit. I love it.
Yeah, between him and Bray Wyatt, all fucking dancing all or showing up like out of nowhere.
Yeah,
they almost trolled everybody though. You know.
Yeah.
They expected everybody like went nuts when they thought when the lights went out and they thought that the Undertaker was about to show up, because you heard a string of the guitar, and it was like. It sounded almost Undertaker-like, but then I don't know his name.
Elias. Yeah, Elias, I heard that fucking guitar and I went, God damn it, Elias.
I heard that guitar and I laughed my ass off. That was the perfect trolling for that crowd.
Yeah. And what I liked most about it too is that, like, you know, he went and he did his little song troll bit where he makes fun of the crowd and he makes fun of the wrestlers and stuff. And then I liked that Cena just beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. Well deserved, really.
Yeah, it was so good.
What was your favorite moment of the night? I know because Kevin's going to talk a lot about this on 3D, so I don't want to get too deep into it. But favorite.
It's been a long fucking episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Favorite moment of the night for you guys?
There was the fight between Asuka and Charlotte Flair was brutal. I mean that one that was like a hard fight, and I like how it ended where, Charlotte was ready for Asuka. I liked that. And then also there's a part where Charlotte Flair like literally launched herself at Asuka and went like vertical in the air like a fucking superhero and just speared her. Like, and it was insane. That was a fucking crazy hit.
Yeah, that was a good
spear. But there was also the moment where she tried to do like the Spanish fly or whatever, and it was like, no, we're not fucking prepared for that. That move.
No, I think they did pretty good.
They did okay, but there was one of those like, if she Asuka flipped fine. Charlotte like landed on her face because she wasn't quite all like cleared all the way.
That's because she's got like a foot on Asuka. That's why.
She's a tall woman. Well, and Asuka was on the second rope, also. Mm. But it looked a little. It was one of those like oof, that was close. But there were some good hits last night. It was a bloody night too. I don't think, and like the. What, like 2 years or so that I've been watching like you know the pay per view events. I don't know if I've seen that much fucking blood. Ever.
Last time that happened was when Brock Lesnar went up against Randy Orton and he opened him up the same exact way by elbowing him in the head.
Yeah. That was so much blood from fucking Roman Reigns last night. But again, like Charlotte Flair was cut up a little bit.
But she was just cut on her arm, yeah.
Yeah, but that was a lot of blood though from that arm wound.
Yeah.
And then Daniel Bryan's return last night was the you know, what how many people do you think were in that stadium last night? Did they say?
80,000, 70 something like that.
Yeah, just all of them all at once, like
saying
just
yes,
cheering yes, yes, yes. That was insane. That was insane.
That would have made me cry.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like he's about to, and he had a good fight too. His fight was also good.
Hey,
I don't know, Charlotte, and then Ronda Rousey, like that also a lot of fun, beating the shit out of Stephanie McMahon. It was great.
Can I ask? Is Brock and Roman Reigns, are they both heels?
No,
because it doesn't seem like
Brock is technically the heel, and Roman Reigns is supposed to be the good guy in this.
Yeah, okay. That's the thing is that Roman Reigns is supposed to. He's
everybody
like,
hated it. Like everybody hated that last match, and both of them.
Well, it's like the same match that happened last year, right? When didn't they fight last year too?
Yeah. No, they fought like three times. I don't know. No, last year was Goldberg versus Brock.
Oh, that's right. It's just no one likes Roman Reigns at all, I would say. Yeah. I mean, there's people that out there like him, but from the way I've heard it, it's what you can hear also when you watch it, because they immediately start booing him. Mm-hmm. Is that he's been forced upon them? Like he's supposed to be like the number one like good guy. And
but it didn't happen naturally.
No, yeah. And no one likes it. No one wants it, and that they keep forcing it on people. And I don't know. I'm hoping with maybe Daniel Bryan that maybe they'll push him once he like proves that he's back for wrestling and stuff. That they'll push him to the front.
Yeah, agreed. We'll see. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I'm waiting on that one with bated breath. I don't know, man. I thought the first half of WrestleMania was really good, and then it fucking gassed out. Like it just the tag team match with the Usos was a fucking lame squash. Brock Lesnar versus Roman was a fucking joke and the crowd knew it and they called it out the whole time. That's the first time I've actually ever heard the crowd chant, "This is awful." Clap, 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 clap.
Yeah. There was a lot of that. And again, just talking about booing Roman Reigns, like you could tell when he came out that on the event, they brought the house mics down. You could like that it was suddenly just his intro and you couldn't hear people cheering for him or anything. But then when Brock Lesnar came out, all that came back. You could literally hear it go like you could hear.
Yeah. And sometimes they actually feed in sound clips too, like to like give off the impression that people are actually cheering.
Yeah. So you could hear
it. I've been at live events where I'm like, who the fuck is cheering? And I'm looking around and everyone's booing.
Yeah, so it was just really funny. You could just tell, like, oh man, they're trying so hard, but they know. Like, you could just tell. But there's, I would agree. Okay, we watched like a lot of like the first half, but like as the later it got, the more because we started like an hour later than everyone else, mm-hmm. So we could skip past the shit we didn't want to see. Although we watched most of the matches, but it got towards the end, and yeah, once it got to the Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss match, mm-hmm. That's when we started like kind of skipping through the matches.
Yeah, you weren't missing much. I mean, it really fucking crapped out. And it sucks because NXT the night before was unbelievable and they really set the bar high for the weekend, and it WWE had no way of meeting that. I mean, if you get a chance, watch NXT TakeOver. You will be, that will get you excited for wrestling, especially the last match. My Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa was unbelievably well done, and it was like watching a story. I mean, this is a story that's been boiling over for a year now, and it finally got its payoff, and it was beautiful to watch. It was fucking art in the ring. Awesome. We'll talk about it more on Divas Dropkicks and Dives. So, of course. Yeah.
If you guys, that's where you should go check out the actual wrestling aficionados talking about it.
We're just covering a little bit, but you know, if you guys want to listen to all the thoughts and breakdowns of everything of all the matches, head on over to Divas Drop Kicks and Dives. They'll have it all the coverage for you. Divas Drop Kisses and Dives. Divas Kisses and Knives. Go check them out.
Whoa.
Knives Chow from Scott Pilgrim.
So that's it for this episode. Tune in next week where we're going to talk about our top five films in Marvel. We're going to count them down. I'm not going to be here next week because we're not going to be here next week. I'm going on vacation. I'm going to Disney World. And so you'll be left with that. So hopefully you guys can make your list, compare them with ours. It's going to be a lot of fun. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin. So I was reading Ants' hashtag. No. Hashtag and kisses.
If you didn't know what that means, go back and start listening to old episodes. You'll find it. And Kevin is a WWE ring boy.
I wish I could use the paycheck.
They don't make that much, Kev. You get to just listen to the superstars.
Go on.
Till next week, love, hugs, and all that bullshit.